It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I am not Lisa. It's Jamie and Kirk in the studio again.
What?
I have not hurt Lisa.
Where's my wife?
I know. I don't know. She is on hiatus. Kirk and I have just filmed an amazing show, which we deleted. So just in case this one is not as fantastic as you think, we want you to know.
By film, she means recorded, so just to be clear.
Of course, that's what we always mean.
But there could be a filmed version of this on YouTube someday, so
I know we are working on that. So we have a bunch of fun stuff coming in 2024. Kirk and I and Lisa are back from Las Vegas. We went to a fantastic conference.
We are smart.
We are smart. We are learning how to better ourselves and sell better houses and better services.
Yeah, and how to get more money out of your house, which is what we're going to talk about today. We learned actually quite a bit about getting top dollar, but we left off last time. I think we were talking about home inspections, getting the pre-home inspection, getting that stuff done, repair versus replace. You're going to save yourself thousands of dollars if you just get the work done, and that needs to get done. Granted, the inventory is still tight. There's still a lot of demand out there. There's still, you know, competition for houses. But it's not selling like it was 2 or 3 years ago. Actually, the sales were down. We learned at a conference nationwide about a third year over year. So houses are coming down, even though prices are staying the same because there is that high demand. So, but we want you to get top dollar. And so there's some things that we want to work with you on. So.
Yes. And it's super important. I think in the last show when we were all together, we talked about, and, you know, Kirk and I have plenty of examples of when a buyer sees something on a inspection that in their head, it's just really expensive, you know, and so they place a value. And most of the time when they place a value, it's a guesstimated number. You know, it's something that maybe they've seen on a show. It's something that they think they've heard. It's something that they get from a friend. You know, they might know somebody that had it done, who knows when they had it done. Or they may call somebody. And so, you know, it's not even somebody looking at the issue. It's just somebody spitballing a ballpark number of like, oh, okay, the problem could be this. This is what I would, you know, charge for that service. So then they give you that cost estimate. And in your head, you're thinking as the seller, I guess that sounds great, but we could be saving you thousands of dollars if we were already to have that pre-inspection done and, you know, to have somebody come out and look at it.
And the other thing to think about is if your house is less than perfect or maybe a little trickier than some other houses, getting that pre-inspection done will just give a buyer peace of mind. And when they go to put an offer in, I know they're going to higher offer if they know that there isn't major issues on a given inspection report. So and especially when you're competing, you're going to get more money for your house. So pretty please.
Yeah.
Consider getting a pre-home inspection.
And sometimes even, you know, I know we touched upon this, so we'll go quickly, but even with the pre-inspection, sometimes it triggers you to think of the things that you've already done. You know, some of the things that you're kind of like, as an example, one of my homeowners that was selling went, oh my gosh, I already had the boiler serviced. And I said, great, can you dig up that receipt? And they said, yes. Or they called the company and the company faxed over the receipt for them, realizing they had just had that done in the last 3 months. And then they had replaced some of the CO2 detectors. They had just done that. And they were like, oh, I have receipts for those. Those are brand new. We just picked those up at Home Depot. We were, you know, replacing some of the old stuff. It was kind of funny because they wanted them to be white and match the new paint. And so they were like, we had just picked up new ones. But as they were looking at the engineer inspection, they realized they had receipts for quite a few things that they had already had done and serviced. So I said, yes, please print me those receipts or find the receipts. And if not, a lot of the companies that you work with are completely willing to look up the receipts and send them back over to you if you can't find them in your files or if you know, a lot of things are so attached to email these days. So it's yep. not as hard as you think. You know, I think we sometimes think, oh my gosh, I didn't print that and put that somewhere. It doesn't take as long when we start thinking about, oh, when did we have that done? So it's great when we're able to provide the buyer, oh, those things have already been done and those things are serviced and those things can already be checked off yep. the engineer inspection.
And giving those receipts, like Jamie said, is so important. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
And I was going to give the example too, that we, when we were gone in our conference, we were negotiating repairs and the inspection was done. The the contractor was going to go out until after the negotiated repairs to give the bid. Of course, you should try to do that ahead of time. And that didn't, so we ended up with $6,000 worth of repairs that maybe could have been less. So just keep in mind that it could save you thousands of dollars.
Yes, and if you know about a problem, you know, I've had a client that knew that there was a pretty large scale problem. Not that they didn't disclose those things, but as we got further along, the lender was not going to lend on that issue. And so we had to have those things repaired. So it just takes longer. It just takes the sale longer. We could have already had those things already started. As an example, I had one. They knew that the septic was not going to pass. They were already replacing the septic. So, like, as the sale was going on, the property was already being dug up. The septic system was going in. They knew that it wouldn't go for – because they had installed – they had planned for it to be a two-bedroom, right. And that's how they were selling it. And so they were already putting in a septic for a two-bedroom and actually making it three-bedroom just in case, because there was room to put in a new bedroom for the person. So they were already having that put in. So there's just things to think about. I know that that doesn't necessarily correlate with the home inspection, but when you already know that there are things that you want to address, it's just great if you're already going to put that in, or if you're already saying, listen, these are things that I know I want to address. As an example, I'm seeing quite a few houses on the market that say, you know, with a good offer or with a full price offer, boiler will be replaced. Like, they already know that that's something that they want to put in. So they're already kind of addressing, like, listen, it's maybe on its last leg. As long as it's not going to, and we've priced the house appropriately, we'll replace that immediately. So those are things to just kind of think about. And then our next one that we talked about was kind of organizing and cleaning. So, you know, we want to touch on this just briefly so that, you know, the buyers don't get lost in the details. So it's no longer, the house isn't about you. We don't need it necessarily to represent you, the seller. We just need it to represent some of the features that we want to really highlight. So if you love the kitchen, we want it to be open and clean. If you love that it has a really big bathroom, we want them to see the size of the bathroom or the size of the shower. We don't want them to get lost in the fact that you have 50, 60 shower products.
Right. Yeah, just get rid of all that clutter.
Yes. We really want them to be able to see. I think one thing we touched on, and I know it's getting nice and beautiful out, but if you have a deck, please make sure that we can step out onto the deck. If the view is part of the house and the sale, there's nothing more frustrating than we can't go out and see. The buyers want to see everything. They want to look in drawers. They want to look in closets. I know that sometimes feels off for sellers, but think about it. It's like when you're buying a car, it would be weird if we said you can't look in the trunk of the car.
Right, or open the glove box.
Right.
Open console.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, some of those features are fabulous.
Right.
Like, you really are like, oh, I need to know, you know, I don't care about a third row seat, but my sister needs to know about the third row seat for kids.
And to be clear, Jamie's not going to run into your house and open all your drawers, like, in your bedroom and
right.
look at your underwear. No, she's talking about the drawers, the built-ins, so the bathrooms, the kitchen.
Yes.
Everything, like she, her analogy was with a car. So I totally get it. And put away all that stuff that you guys aren't using. So just kind of use it or lose it. So if you're not using it, put it in a tub somewhere and store it away and wait till you move and get that back open.
Yes.
It's just part of the decluttering process.
Yep. So go through, declutter, clean. You know, you want things. And then ask, you know, if you are, I call it, I think the more we're very nose blind to our houses.
Uh-huh.
So I have dogs. I notice when they're wet that they smell wet, but I don't necessarily smell their smell. So I'm always really cognizant of that. So I always ask my friends, like, does the house smell like dog? So if you're worried about that, ask your realtor, do you smell anything? They should be telling you that stuff, but bring a friend over. You don't want people to, you know, to get that impression. So, you know, there's sprays, there's carpet cleaners, there's people that can come in and do that. There's no judgment. We all love pets. We all love kids. What we just want is like a fresh, you know, some people don't have those things. Some people are highly allergic. So we want them to kind of be able to not get lost in the minutia of that.
And on the back to my decluttering, your kitchen is one of the most important pieces. It's going to help get you the most money for your house. Declutter your kitchen, get all those appliances, those little mini appliances off. I come home from our conference And there's the ice maker, which takes up, you know, 2 feet. Then there's an Instapot that takes up 2 feet. And then there's an air fryer that took up 2 feet. It was just, I mean, it was, all that stuff has got to go.
Yeah, your kids went, hey, yeah. This is awesome. Yeah, but they
never put anything away. So, yeah, all that stuff should go far away.
Yeah, no,
100%. Blenders, all that, just make it, be a minimalist and just keep the basics out.
Yep, 100%. I think I told my last client during the sale that coffee pot was the only thing that could stay out.
Yep, no, going into your closets in your bedroom, just pare it down, man. Just get it down just to the clothes that you really need. Not the clothes on your back, but just the clothes that you need maybe for the next month or two.
Yep.
Seasonality, get rid of all the winter stuff. Just box it all up. You don't have to throw it away, but just put that stuff in tubs and throw it in the garage or throw it in a storage unit and just really make your, and if you have walk-in closet even better, just pare that down. Be a minimalist.
Yep. The next thing we talk about is getting replacement estimates. So if you have some big ticket items that maybe need to be repaired, so like the roof is a perfect example. That's, you know, bringing in somebody that if you think the roof might need to be replaced, having that on your list, having somebody give you so that you're prepared with that, so that, you know, if that's something that's going to need to be done, you're already ready, you know what that's going to cost, and you and your realtor are able to have that as a negotiation.
The roofs have been a hot topic the last couple of years, too. We've seemed to have replaced so many roofs the last two years. I don't know why, if they're just timing out that way, but...
Yeah, I think roof, I think septic, that's another one. There's some great companies here that are super responsive, but I think that's a big item I think people get nervous about, and then I think... Some decks, not so much, but that can be a little bit, just because I think we don't upkeep them as well. I think some people are really going Trex or, you know, the...
the composite.
Yep. That's, I'm seeing that more and more, but there's a lot that you can see that they've shifted. They've, you know, or they have so many. I've seen a lot of like 3-level decks. And so that makes people very nervous of like, oh my gosh, are they well taken care of? How much would that cost to replace, especially with the price of lumber going up?
Totally. So yeah, that goes back to the repair versus replace. And when buyers are walking through, they're like, okay, I need a new deck. This is going to cost me this. I need a roof. That's $20,000. One's actually only $10,000. I need a new boiler. That's $20,000. One's only $8,000. And so, really good point, Jamie.
Yeah. And then, you know, just so I would just go through, and if you already know about those things, whether it's your garage doors, whether it's windows, just take a look at those things and get some quotes for those things. And again, if it's something that you think that you can get replaced, that might be specifically, I think if it's windows, those two seem to take the longest. I would look at, you know, talk to your realtor. They're going to be able to tell you what's going to be the best, because again, some people are like, oh, I'm going to replace all the flooring. That's something that I always try to hold off on, just because again, I never know what the taste of the new buyer is going to be. So I think it's like minimalistic on paint, leave the flooring alone. I'd rather give an allowance for them to choose what they want, because I never know if their taste is going to be completely different than what the seller is.
Yeah, and all this goes back to the opinion of price in a buyer's mind, and that's the true value of a house. And they're looking at that your house compared to all the other houses that they've looked at. Same with me and Jamie. When we do a market analysis, we're looking at your house compared to all the other properties. How does it stack up? Well, your boiler's shot compared to this other house that has a newer boiler. So we're going to deduct you $10,000 because of that. So it's nice to have the stuff, be ready for it, be prepared for it. It helps you equalize your expectations in regards to what you're going to get back on your house. And so, and at the end of this, we're probably going to say, hey, bring us through. This is part of the value we add to what we do. And I've seen a couple different polls out there, and one of the top values that we add for what we do is to be able to come through your home and tell you, hey, you need to clean this, you need to fix this, you need to put this away, you need to get an estimate on this. All the things you need to do to get your house ready before you put it on the market to get top dollar.
Yeah. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about things you can do to get ready to sell your house, whether that's the pre-sale inspection, organizing clean, getting replacement estimates. And then the other thing that we talk a lot about is locating warranties. Like, I cannot tell you how many times, like, I just had a client that was like, I bought a brand new boiler. And they were like, it's under warranty for 3 years. Yeah. And I was like, that's awesome. And they were, I was like, you know, we always think about, we get all this paperwork. Where do we put it? Well, we put it somewhere. somewhere specific as the seller, but when we're selling our house, what do we do with it? So as you're thinking about selling your house, start pulling the paperwork, finding the warranty for windows.
Yeah,
make a
nice little three-ring binder and put all the stuff Jamie's telling you, or I'm about to tell you, put it in a nice three-ring binder.
Yes, and there's so many things out there. So I think obviously you locate the appliances. That seems to be the easiest. I think sometimes because we keep them in the kitchen or we keep them in a drawer somewhere, a junk drawer. But it's great for you to have the appliance warranties. Even though maybe you don't use them, I think it's fabulous for you to pull them and find them. That way people know, like, if they are still under warranty. I think no matter what, when we buy a house or we replace things, we never really remember the dates. So some things are a lot newer and some things are a lot older than we know, but some things are under warranty or parts are still under warranty. So please pull those or find those and put those all in a place.
Yep, buyers will love that. It just adds more value to your house.
Yes.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to continue on. We want to talk about getting the outside ready, getting your curb appeal ready, but we'll be back in a moment.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time with the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer. There's simply no better way to promote your business, as our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations. There's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it, as your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie Maynard.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be awesome? All right, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about, you know, pre-selling your house, essentially. Just getting yourself organized. And especially now that it's March, people are going to start thinking about that. You're thinking about, oh my gosh, you've survived the cold. It's still going to snow a couple more months.
But you don't have to move at 40 below, which is
the
biggest hang up I hear.
Yep. And then you're going to be thinking, do you want to leave Alaska? Do you want to downsize? Do you want to upsize? Do you want to move areas? Do you want to move locations? Do you want to move to a different part of the state? Who knows? But we can help with all of those things. But we also want to make sure that you're prepared and ready and taking these couple steps to, you know, pre-start the sale process really just helps you.
For sure.
And again, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that you make the most bang for your buck.
Yep. So we're just going through everything that we can think of to get your house ready for the market. And so we've talked about getting a pre-sale inspection, getting bids on those so you know what you're up against or what buyers are going to be up against. And then, of course, to get past their objections to either buying your house or putting in an appropriate offer on your house. We talked about cleaning the house, getting it ready, minimalizing, getting everything out of your kitchen, getting everything out, just get rid of everything.
Yeah.
Put everything in storage. But what about the outside?
Yeah. So again, sprucing it, we talk a lot about this because again, there's things that appear, especially at this time. So vehicles appear, you know, all of our toys start to appear if they've been, or things we didn't put away. I think we did a show months and months ago about putting your things away when winter starts to hit your summer furniture. And then, you know, there's some of us that are like, no, it can survive. I have a couple neighbors that I see their stuff out year round and I'm like, oh my gosh, could you see the fun little bodies in the snow, but it's really just their chairs and their table and their like sad little umbrella that's been hit with snow. So, you know, those are the things that are going to start appearing or are appearing now. And it's,
yeah, I just think if you want to take, you want to take as much pride in the outside as you do the inside, and curb appeal, it's the first thing outside is the first thing you see when you drive up, the last thing you see when you drive away. So you want to, well, you want to leave them with a good feeling. So, take pride in your outside too. And we go through some houses, they're like, oh my gosh, the deck is totally cleaned off. It looks perfect. There's not dog landmines everywhere. It just, you can roam around the outside. They have all the paths shoveled so you can go see the outside sauna or the shed or whatever it is. And it's really well done and it just looks good. You know, it's properly plowed, it's properly snow blown, and it's just, it's part of having a good showing.
Yes.
And then there's somewhere it's just the opposite where they have, maybe they haven't plowed after the last couple of snows and it's a little tricky to get in there because they're not there. It could, you know, the steps aren't shoveled off. The deck's not shoveled off. There are those landmines and yellow snow everywhere. And they just, you can tell they don't take pride in the outside. And that makes you wonder, you know, what's going on with the inside.
Right. And I think there's a couple things, you know, some things that we really encourage people to do, it's going to be mucky. So things are going to start turning into slush here. You know, I don't stress enough to people that 100% Alaska is meltdown. We don't really experience normal spring here. We definitely experience a meltdown. So, you know, think about, you can go get a very inexpensive mat to put outside or inside when we're coming in, even though we take off our shoes, you know, if that's what you would like in a showing, it's still, we're dragging in some kind of salt or we're dragging in, you know, spots of stuff. Right. So just thinking about that, thinking about how we're going to come into your house. So that's really important.
Very true.
I did see, I will try to find it, but I did finally see someone is Facebook market adding a new company to pick up dog poop. So if you do not do that, please check out Facebook. I will find that for next show. I was just impressed because I was like, oh my gosh, there's fine. You know, sometimes people are like, wow, we have 2-3 dogs. We're never going to get it. I know that my very first house several years ago on the sale, she had a very small dog, but that was like the number one contention for the buyer. Like they did not have dogs. They were buying it for the backyard. And so she hired somebody to come in and get every little piece of poop out of the backyard now, for them.
And I've got a guy and he comes actually to our house every spring, just helps us.
Yep.
You know, everything shows up. He helps us get ahead of the game by getting all that done. I've had him do, seller's houses before the house sale. And I've unfortunately have bought him as a closing gift for a buyer because by the time we closed, all this stuff happened and the seller didn't do the right thing and didn't clean everything up before, you know, closing and left a bunch of landmines. And so I sent Andrew out there to help that person out. So yeah, there's certain, I totally agree. There's somebody out there to do it. Take advantage of it. It's so worth it. Same with professional cleaners. If you can't or don't want to do it yourself, don't be afraid of your professional cleaner, man. It's so worth it. You'll still get your money back on it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So just things to think about as far as, you know, how to kind of finalize some things for yourself. But again, sometimes it is just completely overwhelming, you know, when you're thinking about all these little things. But if you're thinking about, okay, I'd like to put my house on the market in 2 or 3 months, having little tasks where you're like, okay, I'm going to do A, B, and C. I'm going to straighten up some things. And we're not talking about, we want you to put all, like, go get some flowers, spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars doing A, you know, going and doing this. We're just talking about when things look clean, like Kirk is saying, like, there was a sauna feature at a house. You're right. They had plowed a path for us to make sure to go see that. That was a highlight. You know, they had this detached garage. It was huge. They, again, plowed a path for us to go to the man door or side door for us to get in to go see it. And of course, it was plowed to get into the garage doors, but they wanted us to go into that side door so we could see how they had set up the workstations. And so, I mean, it was very well done that they were taking us on the trip that they wanted us to go on to see all of the features that they had laid out. And I think they even had propane and some other features. So they actually had plowed that they had a propane tank set up so we could walk out and see that the propane was there.
I've seen that before.
Yep. That's so nice. It was just, I mean, basically every feature that they had highlighted, they had plowed a path for us to walk and see so that if the buyer was like, well, what do you mean? Where's that at? You were right to it. And so I was like, oh my gosh. And the same, like you're saying, like you could get out of the car. There was plenty of room for myself and a couple extra people to park. There was plenty of room for us to walk the sidewalks. They had a St. Bernard because that was the pictures. You could not tell that there was a St. Bernard.
Isn't that crazy?
Wherever that was happening, they had picked up. But, again, it's just things to think about. And, again, we're not all perfect. I mean, again, we have a next-door neighbor dog that comes and goes to the bathroom in our yard.
Sure.
We're very okay with that.
Don't come to Jamie and I's houses right now. But we're not selling our houses right now.
Yes. So, you know, it's just things to think about as far as if you need help, there are businesses out there that can help. But again, if you're like prioritizing, okay, what can I do? You know, if you have abandoned vehicles on your lot that are not going to go with it, think about how do you get those towed out of there? You know, there are places that will come and get them or, you know, reach out on Facebook or reach out to other services to see who will take A, B, and C.
Yeah, and the reason we're telling you all this stuff is because we want to get, top dollar. So that's the big reason. The other one is we want to get you ready for good photos, which again is helping you market and get top dollar. So
yes,
and the camera's eye is a little bit different from the human eye, and it actually magnifies everything. So if you've got clutter, it's going to pick it up even more than the human eye. If you've got disorganization, if you've got maybe out of place furniture, it might feel comfortable to you, but to the camera, it might look a little bit disorganized. So
right.
That's again why Jimmy and I want to come through your house and kind of give you some tidbits of, hey, this is what you might want to do to get ready for the photographer.
Yes. And now, again, that's what we're really gearing up toward. This world is instant gratification. We want to look at photographs. People are looking on Facebook. People are looking at Realtor.com. People are looking on Zillow. People are looking at Trulia. People are looking at, they're looking at photographs. They want to go through the pictures. They want to see, and Kirk, Lisa, and I, everybody at Next Home, we are really big believers on the pictures have to speak for,
yes.
We want you to come. I can't stand, and again, I don't know who's, I don't know who's ever done it, but I can't stand a picture that leads me to believe that it's something really, really, really nice. And then I walk in and I'm like, this picture doesn't look at all like what I think it is. And I'm not talking about, yes, of course, we're not going to, you might have a laundry basket full of overflowing clothes. We're not going to put that in the picture, of course.
Right.
But I'm talking about like things are broken, things are absolutely trashed, and I'm making it look like this is, I'm going to Photoshop it and make it look like everything is perfect.
Yeah, no, it makes consumers angry. It makes us angry. So
yes.
We try to represent it as best as you can, but we want you to get it ready as best you can in the beginning. And just remember, things are magnified. So if let's say you have a spot on a rug, okay, might overlook that in a showing, but when it's online, people might zoom in and take a look at that and kind of wonder. It just sticks out. It's more magnified, I promise you.
Yes. And those are things that maybe we want to address. If that's something that I feel like, as an example, I had a house several years ago that needed some work. And so, we took honest photos of that house. But I also, every showing, I made sure to reach out to the realtor, let them know exactly what was going on, that yes, the carpet needed to be replaced. We were not going to pull that up. We wanted the buyers to let us know. We would put that in the negotiation. I told the seller not to paint. Just because, again, we were not, the paint colors were things that I was just not sure exactly what would, it was pretty neutral enough, but I didn't want to go stark white.
Jamie, I know you're smart. You're even smarter after our Las Vegas conference. We learned so much down there. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and have you walk through their house and tell them what to do, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can call me at 907-378-2400. Come see us at Arctic Sun office, which is located, I just tell you to go to Chowder House because that seems to be the easiest.
Yep,
and then drive past it a little bit and look for us on the left. And then you'll notice our big orange and gray sign.
Thank you, ma'am.
Of course.
Y'all have a good day and stay tuned for the buzz.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Last Frontier Media Active production.